Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Dan Roberts. Dan is a leadership and strategic change advisor at Impactful Performance and author of Optimize Your Leadership, an Impactful and Healthy Way to Lead in the New Age. He helps leaders navigate increasing demands during disruptive times to achieve greater impact and well-being. With 25 years of experience leading organizations through change and over 1,000 hours of executive coaching, Dan empowers clients to create lasting change through a practical, proven approach. Dan, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, thank you, Josh, for having me on. I'm excited to talk about how to help people move the needle. And my first thought is got to go back to the book I wrote to optimize your leadership. And the reason I go to that is my years in change management. One of the things we always talked about is you don't just say you're going to change. You have to create the conditions for it, the best conditions. You have to set yourself up for success and make changes that, if you've heard the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. If you want to change and make it so you can really grow and really move the needle in your life, you have to go about it differently. And optimizing the situation you're in, the opportunities, the resources, the abilities will give you that best chance.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And it's you really have to change your environment in order for anything to really be possible. And when you, as you were saying that, I started thinking about living in this constant stress. I had this really stressful situation I was going through, and I didn't make time to exercise or eat healthy or any of those things. I didn't make time to sit down and strategize. And so I was just basically just constantly turning the crank and trying to survive.
You
And
said it perfectly. Survive.
exactly. And there was no way out of it because every ounce of energy I had was going towards turning the crank. And as soon as I stopped turning the crank, everything falls apart. And so you really have to change that environment, change the people you're around, change the tasks that you're performing. What are some of the things that what how to first of all, how do people get stuck here? Like let's go to the source and understand how do people actually end up in that spot? Because it's easy for us to look at it from the outside and say, oh yeah, that makes sense. But how do we get there to begin with?
One of the things I always think about is I would say probably 75% of my clients come to me, and one of their biggest things is they want to be more strategic and intentional, but they just can't. They're playing firefighter, they're problem solving all day, they're in constant reactive mode. And the reason so many people get stuck is it's just the nature of the beast in the today's working world and in today's world outside of business. It's a very chaotic, disruptive, uncertain, and human nature tends to go into survival mode and go, I'm going to do the best that I can and react to all this and try to make it to the end of the day. So human beings tend to do that. When people get into that mode, then they get used to playing the victim. You go, well, hey, it's the culture. I can't do anything about it. Hey, it's my role. Hey, my boss is makes it so I can't do anything about it. And hey, I've been doing this for years and it's always been this way. When someone wants to actually go, let me stop this, they have to go, all right, I'm going to create the conditions, optimize myself. And you said it yourself. What do people do? They go the opposite way. They eat worse. They don't work out. They drink more. They smoke more. They go into comfort things to help them get through the moment. And instead of
I
going,
was
okay,
stressed out. I earned this. This will give me a
yes.
break and escape and, all the other things. When really all we're doing is we're avoiding the uncomfortable problem. We're trying to drown it out. We got to address it head on.
Exactly. You have to go. I'm deciding to proactively, intentionally, strategically change this cycle that I'm in. And I'm going to take more control of my day, have more ownership of my day, more ownership of how I use a methodology I call the SEA change. SEA is an acronym. I'm going to change how I see the situation I'm in. I'm going to change how I experience it, how it makes me feel, basically. And I'm going to change how I approach it. If you do those three things, it goes clear back to cognitive behavioral therapy. It's about how you view it and how you handle it is going to be how you move forward. And if you just go into that, like you said, hey, I need this comfort. I want to just have a beer and relax and shut it all off. That's great. It feels good for the moment, but you never seem to get ahead. Your head's just above water. And when you can get that control, decide, I'm going to have a say in my day. It changes a lot of things for you.
Yeah, well said. And that's a great segue into a topic that I know that you like to talk about a lot, which is why you shouldn't plan results and what you should do instead. And before you dive into this, and this is I love contrarian ideas, and it's not even really a contrarian idea because it makes total sense. You have no control over the outcome of any situation. The only thing that you have control over is the input that you put into the situation. And so, like, I want to make $1 million this year. Great. What if you don't? Did you fail? What if you made $950,000? That's technically a failure, You can't control that last guy's check that didn't come in. So I'm curious. I don't want to step on your idea here and your philosophy. But I want to hear from your perspective, why shouldn't we plan for results, which I'm 100% in agreement with?
Well, first and foremost, you said it already. The world and the corporate world, especially, is all about results. You have to achieve this outcome. And the challenge with that is there are things out of your control. And what you can control, when I talk about, there's a line, or sorry, a saying that my mentor gave me that I always loved. His was plan the work, work the plan. Don't plan the results. And the concept behind it is anytime you want to make a change, you have to identify your ideal state. Okay, I want to make $1 million. I need to hit these numbers by the end of the year. But when you constantly are looking ahead, that's called anxiety. When you look back at things that you didn't do well or whatever, that's called depression. And when you focus on the process, I tend to watch a lot of football, and they talk about coaches always saying, don't worry about the next game. Don't even worry about the next practice. Focus on being present in what you can do today. Win the day. And when you take that approach of plan the work, work the plan, don't plan the results, you go, okay, here's my ideal state I want to get to. Here's where I'm presently at. I've put together a strategy and a plan to get there. All I can do is follow it every day, build compounding momentum, and I'll organically hit my outcome instead of sitting there every day going, okay, we got to get to this. We got to get to this. That makes you not think clearly. It stresses you out. It makes you not as effective as a leader and an employee, period.
Yeah, that's right. And you can plan the results, but it doesn't really matter. It's like, where's the results button that I can push?
If we could all do that, it'd be a lot easier, right? But we can't.
There would be a lot less for us to sit around and debate and talk about. It's like, ah, man, just hit the results button. Like,
Exactly, right?
you
Wouldn't
even
that
what are
be
you even
nice?
arguing about? We don't need consultants. We got a button.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I always love that too. You just brought up a great thing. Results and all these people they talk about in marketing. Hey, you got to tell promise results, promise results. Well, there are too many factors. You can promise them to optimize everything you can for them to help them achieve and reach certain benchmarks and hopefully the results, but you can't guarantee it. You can't push that results button, like you said. You can push the, hey, let's optimize. That's what you can do.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just having a conversation with a new client, and as we were kind of finalizing the deal, his question was, "Well, what kind of, what kind of revenue do you think we'll be doing by the end of this?" I don't know. I really don't know. I can give you an educated guess, but I don't know enough about your company. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 60 to 90 days. All I know is that I've got a process that has worked before, and there's a really good chance that it's going to work again. And that it should end up bringing in more money than you're paying me. And as long as all those happen, we're in good shape, But
Good way to put that.
I will say this is coming from a guy who runs a company that's literally called Results on Demand. So I gotta navigate that a little bit. So, because ultimately what people want is they want results.
They do.
And I can't necessarily deliver results per se, but I can create the environment and the systems that are able to create the results. And that's ultimately like that's all you really need to be responsible for. The rest of it will take care of itself.
That's exactly right. Any consultant, coach, anybody that's helping an organization to try to achieve revenue and growth and all that. All you can do is provide the support, the tools, the resources, the system, strategy, and plan. And what happens is you're going to improve the situation, hopefully, and give them the best chance to hit those results, as opposed to the chance that they had previously that may not have been as a good a chance and as optimized as it should have been.
It reminds me of I ran an event a few years ago, and I had Hal Elrod as my keynote speaker. And Hal has a book called The Miracle Equation. And The Miracle Equation is very simply unwavering faith plus like an unequal effort or something like that. Maximum effort plus unwavering faith is equals miracles. And in the book, the main message of the book is, don't worry about achieving the goal. Focus all of your energy on becoming the type of person who could achieve the goal. And the rest of it takes care of itself.
I like that.
And as you were talking, I was just kind of reminded of Hal's words there. And it's when it takes a lot of pressure off, and it removes that anxiety because you don't decide what the results are. You decide who you become. And so talk to us a little bit about your book and what you're working on right now, and tell us where people can go to learn more and who's a good fit to connect with you.
Yeah, thank you. The book is all about the optimizing your leadership. It's called Optimize Your Leadership, an Impactful and Healthy Way to Lead in the New Age. In today's world, with constant change, disruption, upheaval, whether it be in the corporate world, in the economy, the world in general, it is much more important for leaders and even individuals to go to say, I've got to put myself in the best situation to be successful. I've got to create the best conditions and make myself the best I can be and hit my potential. Like you said, that's all I can do is try to hit my potential. So the clients that I tend to work with a lot of times are clients that are going, okay, I need to make some changes. I want to be more strategic and intentional, or I'm in a new role. Or I've got to lead a major change initiative and I don't know how to move the needle because I've been doing this job forever and ever and they gave this to me. So clients that are or prospects that are looking for help on how to move that needle, just like I know is the name of your program, is pretty much the target clients that I typically work with. The download that I can provide people that helps them to achieve that is optimizeperformance.com/optimize. And the reason this download is, I think, a great tool is one of the things I preach to all my clients is you have to create space in your day, space in your calendar, and space in your mind. You cannot strategically, calmly, methodically go after changes in your work to grow and to move the company forward, move yourself forward, if you are constantly surviving and being reactive and all that. So this tool provides them the ability to start the foundational work to go, I'm going to go about this differently. I'm going to optimize my situation and my world and my approach and how I experience it and how I see my work to allow me to be successful. So when I talk to clients, I always ask them, what's your ideal state? Where are you at? What's kept you stuck? What do we need to do to help you move forward and do it differently? So my model called the Sea Change model talks all about, hey, here's how we're going to move you from present state to the desired state.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Dan Roberts, for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. To learn more and connect with him, you can go to impactfulperformance.com. And for those of you who are out in the field working on a llama farm, or maybe you're in the gym squatting 400 pounds, or maybe you're just kind of hanging out on your couch, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.